of Max's Race. Tell us about the history of Max's Race.
Well, I would love to do that. Max was our son, Max Matthews, that is, and he was 6 years old when he passed away. And that was 2005, and we decided we needed to do something in order to honor his memory and raise some money, and that would be Sparrow Pediatrics for keeping it local. So we do a 5K run walk called Max's Race, and that takes place tomorrow morning.
Well, and you know, first of all, my condolences, but you have taken this into the most extraordinary success. I mean, this grows and grows and grows, this race, every year.
Yes, it does. We're very excited about that. At this point, we've raised over $100,000 for Sparrow. So, you know, mostly we just want more runners and racers, especially kids. And we do have a one-mile fun run, too, and little 100-yard dashes for the kids.
So you don't have to be an expert at running. You can walk it and just join in.
Absolutely. Run and walk.
Okay. Let's give them kind of the rundown on where things are. It's tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning at Michigan State University. Where?
Correct. That's at the auditorium. And that's right in front of the Big Rock, and we usually have that painted that says Max's Race.
I do love that when I see that when I'm around
campus.
Yeah, that's
awesome. And we just take off from there, and we run around the river, and it's actually a 5K, so that's 3.1 miles.
Oh, that's a great thing. Now, you're at Playmakers tonight because you can register still for a little over an hour until 8 o'clock tonight at Playmakers.
Sure can.
But now
and or tomorrow morning.
That's what I was going to get in there. Just in case you can't get there tonight, it would be tight for me. You can go to the location of the gathering in the morning and also join in at that point.
Correct. Right in front of the auditorium, we'll have about 10 people on hand to take registrations, and it is going to be a nice day, so we're very excited about it.
Well, as after this week, I imagine you would be. The weather this week has been not quite stellar for us, but tomorrow's supposed to be 77 degrees and sunny, so it sounds like a perfect day.
It'll be perfect, and we have Sparty and the Spartan cheerleaders coming out to cheer us on.
Oh, it's going to be a great day. Well,
yes.
Natalie, I'm sorry to kind of move quickly here. I'm up against a break.
No problem.
But I thank you so much for taking a few minutes from a busy night here. And again, condolences for your loss. But, boy, you've turned this into an amazing event every year that grows in the East Lansing area. And everybody talks about it and wants to be a part of it. So congratulations to you
thank
for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've